Heads up.
Whoa.
Good catch.
Is this a Super Ball?
Yep, a Zectron ball.
A what? I'm sure it's a Super Ball.
That's right, a vulcanized polybutadiene ball.
Huh?
They're all the same thing. Super Balls are made of the material vulcanized polybutadiene. When Norman Stingley synthesized this compound in 1965, he gave it the flashy name Zectron. It's the properties of this compound that make Super Balls super fun.
So it's this poly-whatever that makes Super Balls super fun?
Yep. Polybutadiene molecules are essentially long chains of thousands of carbon atoms. Like rubber bands, these chains are elastic and regain their original shape if stretched. But when polybutadiene is heated at high pressure in the presence of sulfur, a chemical reaction called vulcanization occurs. The reaction causes sulfur atoms to forge connections between carbon chains, creating a giant network.
So the sulfur atoms act as bridges.
Right. And these bridges restrain the carbon strands from sliding past each other, making the material harder and more durable. Thus, when a super ball bounces, its shape barely distorts. Tennis balls and racquet balls flex and compress a lot in comparison. Because the sulfur bridges limit how much a super ball flexes, little energy of motion is expended to return the super ball to its original shape. In fact, about 92% of a super ball's energy going into a bounce remains after the bounce.
So that's why super balls can bounce so many times before stopping.
Exactly.
Think fast.
Dawn.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Ben Blackman, with help from Catherine Reck in chemistry. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.